Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
I'm irritated, and I know Tausch loves it when I'm irritated. Edition. I am never the bigger person. Edition. Nice work, Stefon Diggs. And what a win, and I'm going to tell you what the odds were of the Packers winning that game given the turnover circumstances. Edition. Of Wilde and Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, at least at some point. And of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. Wow, we're both in red on Wisconsin. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse J. Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios celebrating his Steinhoffler victory. And also in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, it is the Packers Hall of Famer and the weekly complainer about the Steinhoffler Sleeper of the Week results delivered by his own company, which he doesn't pay anyone for and has no real role in. It is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
Not complaining. I mean, did anyone else watch the game? Rashawn Gary was a complete nemesis to one of the best young quarterbacks in the league. But I get it. Guy makes one field goal and everybody is excited about it. And it is what it is.
Get him, Jesse.
Guy makes one field goal.
He didn't even cover my prize pick. I'm not that happy.
No, I know. I'm irritated by that, too, because I followed your advice. But they signed him like 5 days ago.
It's impressive.
First attempt on a botched snap.
He did his job.
Figure it out.
He did his job.
Win the game.
I can't argue with that. It's a game winner. It's the first one. I'm just giving Klinkster a hard time. He put in a lot of work. He gave good effort, but... I knew
when the
young man made the kick, I had a feeling that this was the way it was going to go.
Young man who's been in the league 10 years?
The guy who they call uncle and dad because he's so old compared to the rest of the team.
What is he, 33 or 34?
He's 33. Yes, it's a young man's game, I've been told.
Boy, you ain't kidding. If you don't believe that, watch the Jets last night.
All right, so I know...
What are you irritated about? Just for the record... I'm not happy. I like when you bring an edge to the show and actually are like, let me pull back the actually. And when you're super like fired up about something, good. Not happen that often.
Pull back the actually.
I pull the actually back. Like LaFleur's got to start reining Jordan in. I rein myself in. All right. What are you irritated about?
So two of the stars of the Twitterverse, Aaron Nagler, who... Look, Cheesehead TV, what he and Corey Behnke
done a great job.
Is incredible. Another guy that I have a ton of respect for who I think does a really good job is Zach Cruz, who writes for the Packers Wire. Like, that is on my... I read every day to be up to speed on this team, and I pay for my subscriptions. I read the State Journal
I mean, the things that I don't write because I already read them because I wrote them. I read the Gannett family.
I read, just for the record, I read your Sunday piece.
Thank you.
It was good. Why you didn't have Micah join our show, I'm not happy about.
Because it didn't work with his schedule, and he is going to join us subsequently. Okay. He was traveling, so I got him in an airport for about 4 minutes. Fair. That was the interview, which would not have been good radio. So I read the Journal Sentinel and the Press Gazette. I read Rob Domofsky at ESPN.com, and I read Matt Schneidman in The Athletic. I think it's important to read everybody. But I also read Zach, who does a terrific job. So this morning, look, you know I don't spend a lot of time on Twitter these days. I've lost my zest for it, not just because of your guy Elon, but for a myriad of reasons. Look, Zach Cruz writes, interceptions are bad. Brett Favre threw a lot of them. I get Favre isn't beloved as a person anymore. But can we please stop with the Jordan Love as Brett Favre comp as a negative thing? Brett was a big game hunter. So is Jordan. It's risky, but it's fun as hell, too.
That's true.
No, it's a very good tweet. I want to make it clear.
Very true.
It's a very good tweet.
I love the, I also love the Favre on one shoulder, Rodgers on the other, and Jordan constantly looking. Like, the meme game within this has been fun. They got the buttons that you're
totally
hitting.
Agree.
Yeah, it's fun.
I am on your team on all of this. Here's my issue, and here's why I'm irritated. I don't think that, at least, I can't speak for everyone, obviously, and I don't try to. But I don't think that we should romanticize Brett Favre gunslinger when we stop and pause and think of the number of back-breaking, gut-wrenching interceptions that this guy threw. And look, there's two fan bases that know this. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl. Okay? Here's why I think the comp is apt. And you know, we played it on Friday, the conversation that I had with Jordan about testing boundaries, painting outside of paint by numbers, which he didn't know what it was.
It was really loud. I couldn't really hear it that well.
It was a loud that game that Colby Wooden and Preston Smith and
what game are they playing?
It's where they're facing each other and one guy moves one of four directions.
Oh, it's the swiper game.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Swiper, no swiping. Yeah. It gets loud.
Yep.
Here's the thing. No one is suggesting that being a Pro Football Hall of Fame caliber player is a bad thing. No one is saying that.
I saw some tweets that did, but continue.
Well, again, those people don't deserve to be considered among the discussion.
Wow.
Well, if you think that being a Pro Football Hall of Famer is a bad thing, you're unserious. Wouldn't you agree?
I think you can have some nuance. I think there is some nuance in this
conversation. Which is where I'm trying to get to here, if I may. Because this is why I'm irritated.
Okay.
Okay. How many tackles did you have in that Rams game again? Two?
I thought three, but I think the score sheet only said two. I almost lost my retina.
I'm sorry, that's not funny, but I didn't know that. That was not part of previous versions of the story, so we'll have to get to that. The man threw six interceptions. If you were somehow going to beat the greatest show on turf, he gave you no chance to do so by throwing those interceptions. In 2007, you were on the precipice of the Super Bowl. And he throws the interception to Donald Driver in the waning minutes. You had been gifted more opportunities by, was it Lawrence Tynes that missed the field goals?
Correct.
You're in position to go win the game.
Yep.
Throws the picks. Fourth and 26 would never have been known as fourth and 26 had he not thrown the pick at the end. Fair? You guys go in and score. Everyone's like, oh, my God, can you believe they gave up fourth and 26? But, hey, we're on to Carolina to play for a right to go to the Super Bowl. And obviously, our friends in Minnesota have experienced with the Super Bowl on the line, across his body, over the middle, picked off by Tracy Porter.
Well, we saw that in San Francisco last year.
We did. So Aaron Nagler followed up on Zach, or Zach followed up on Aaron's tweet. You know, I like the fact, essentially, I'm summarizing here, that people are making it sound like they have to coach the Favre out of him. That part is exactly what they need to coach out of him.
those types of back-breaking mistakes. Now, are there times when risks obviously pay off? I totally think there are. And if we're going to take the bad and we're going to criticize the bad, our responsibility is also to say that that 100-mile-an-hour fastball to Tucker Kraft for a touchdown was also Favre-esque. And it was a great throw.
No, that
was Rodgers-esque.
Hands. That was Rodgers-esque because it didn't get picked. Like, that's the game.
What my point is that let's be more nuanced about this, and let's acknowledge that Brett Favre threw a lot of back-breaking interceptions that you would like Jordan Love to avoid. Fair? Is that a reasonable thing to say?
It is, but I think to just putting this all in a box, Jordan Love is not a finished product. He is working through who he's going to be as a quarterback.
Sunday story about that coming. And
you have to
State Journal.
You have to look at. See, I don't love the fact that you have your Sunday story already on this Sunday. Like, I don't think that's. I'm not going to tell you how to do your job.
What can happen?
But you're writing. You remember you used to get after everybody for writing the story and then trying to get a quote that fit the story. I'd hold off.
I have the quotes already. I'm not getting the quotes for the story.
There's a lot of things
Thursday.
That can happen over a week.
But I'm not. I'm not asking.
Okay, I'm not getting into J school.
You just told me you weren't going to tell me how to do my job.
Well, because I just know how much you despise when people would like go to write a story and then beg for a quote, and you'd be like, there are plenty of times I would say, like, I don't think I got what you're looking
for.
Yeah,
I respected that about you.
So in this case,
not as much right now.
This story of you're throwing a lot of interceptions. Jordan Love is. He did not do that last year. Part of it is he's got a big arm. He wants to
show
it off. He wants to. Do you not want to see that throw to Tucker Kraft?
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. I don't think when people are saying that. And look, I was not in LaFleur yesterday. I went to the locker room instead to change it up a little bit. I got to talk to Rashawn Gary about his previous lack of production and his production yesterday.
He had a day. Most days, that's a big Steinhoff win.
Some might say that if he wasn't a first-round pick with a $96 million contract, he would have been your Steinhoffler, but the expectations are higher.
He was disruptive now.
He was, and they used him in a myriad of ways, which was great. My point is that I don't know the person who asked the question and framed it the way he did and then got the answer from LaFleur that he did about, wait, so the talking heads can stop with the Brett Favre comparisons. No, I don't think any of us that are being smart about this discussion are suggesting that it's a blanket statement. It's bad that he is
and by the way,
being compared to
Jesse
Brett Favre.
Pull this. Is it an insult to be compared to on the field Brett Favre? Is it?
I'm not. I don't think so. But I think if we're talking about the interceptions he's throwing, like, let's be honest. The interception from the back of the end zone that was a pick six that Matt Hamilton believes was a smart play to allow it to be only 6 points as opposed to potentially 9 points with a safety and then a touchdown, according to Matt Hamilton, was a Brett Favre boneheaded mistake. We agree, right?
I don't even know if I've ever seen Brett do that, if I'm being honest. I mean, I remember him throwing it to Amon and Ryan Grant, and I think we scored a touchdown on it. The little fumbling, stumbling, and flipping it up. And is it that? If you start looking around the league, it has always been about protecting the football, and it still is.
Uh-huh.
But take a look at who's leading the league in picks.
Yeah, he's tied with
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. Now, Patrick Mahomes has played two more games.
That's true.
Jordan did miss two games. So he's at a little bit of a faster pace than Patrick Mahomes is. But no, look,
I just laugh now, and I said this on Green Bay game night last night. I laugh, and I don't know if I told Homer to bring this up when you joined. His memory's as bad as mine, so maybe he forgot. Do you all remember when we were begging Jordan to make some wow? Where's the wow throws?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Now you got wows and you got woes.
Ugh.
You got both. There's an abundance of it. It's none of it is the Charlie check down, any of that. That's not. So this is where Matt LaFleur and Tom Clements are going to earn their chops because Jordan is feeling a certain way, and I want him to be aggressive in the correct spots. In what the only reason The Minnesota game, I still completely wiped out. Okay? I completely wiped out. Last week, he threw one pick against a bad Cardinals team. It was not a great decision, obviously.
Well, Bo Melton fell down.
I understand, but it is what it is. It was a pick. I was actually thinking of the second throw yesterday where he just threw it up and the safety just went and kind of plucked it. Bad decision. Bad decision in the Rams games. He's having too many games where it's like three or four bad decisions, right? And when you do that, you start wondering, well, why are you doing that? And what are we going to do about that moving forward? But I still want him to figure that out. I don't want him to go into protect. And the only thing that I'm irritated about yesterday, you're going to throw picks in this league. People are being more aggressive, more blitz packages, more reads. It's confusing coverages. You have to understand what the game you need, what game plan, and what is being asked of you. Houston's offense stunk. And if you couldn't tell, I tweeted something out, but in the middle of the second quarter, I knew Stroud was cooked. He didn't have any answers. It was third and six. It was it's over. I don't know where they're coming. They couldn't pass protect. They had no answer to block anybody. And Halfley was in his lab just like everything he put out there was it worked. Stroud had no chance yesterday. If he couldn't flush out to the right, he was going to get sacked or drilled. One of the stats that came up, I think he had 4 sacks, 10 hurries, and 5 knockdowns. I think he only threw the ball 18 times. That was more times than he actually dropped back to throw. He was rattled. In a big way. Their offense, once Halfley decided to be a little more gap sound and say, well, we're not going to let these guys just keep pounding the football at us, make these guys get them to third down, it's over. You have to understand what you need in a game. You don't give them a short field, they have no chance yesterday. So if you're playing a more explosive offense, you have to take maybe more chances. You have to understand the concept of what the game flow needs, and I didn't feel like Matt LaFleur had that dialed in yesterday, along with Jordan, to only run the ball 12 times with Josh Jacobs. There's a lot of stuff offensively that I didn't think was great yesterday. But on the flip side, we got it. How did Sandra Bullock say it? I finally got you one.
What, a defense?
Because it's here. It is here. And I think it's only going to get better.
Halfley got a game ball. Along with your Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week winner, Brandon McManus.
We also had a caller last night call in and say the negative of the day. And I think they were doing Wilde and Tausch positives and negatives, which, by the way, I can't wait for our fans to get to.
Yep, we'll get to those.
That Jeff Halfley is so good that he's going to be a head coach next year. We're only going to get 1 year with him. That was honestly a negative. And I started thinking, and Homer and I disagreed on this, which you'd be surprised.
That never happens.
If this defense trends to get, let's say, 35 or 40 takeaways, and they are a top five, top three defense in this league, I'd look seriously at hiring him.
Yeah, he's been a head coach before at the college
level. That's my point.
He's got experience.
So is that? It's not completely out of the realm of possibility.
A little premature, but not out of the realm of possibility. Yes.
100%. But you need, if I caveated it. I made sure to caveat because I know how sound graphs work. I caveated and said, if this
sound
is
graphs,
what,
we cut that out. The caveat, we cut it out. If, and then you look like a hot take artist. I think that's how we do it.
If this is what happens, yeah, I could see there's going to be a lot of openings, and you could tell this cat's a leader.
All right. So let's put a bow on this since I started out venting and then in a stunning turn of events, you took over the first segment anyway, and that was the end of my venting. It's fine.
Did you not get all your venting out?
I didn't, no. But you started telling me about journalism and how I have my Sunday story planned.
You pre-wrote stories. Yeah,
it's
I don't
not
like
pre-written.
That.
I had the conversation with him on Thursday. You heard it.
Don't get mad at me
you
for you pre-writing.
You heard the conversation.
Don't
Here's
be pre-written.
My point. You can both appreciate what Jordan Love is developing his way through as a young, ascending franchise quarterback. We've been talking about testing boundaries for multiple weeks now, right? And yesterday, we saw examples of both. We did. We saw the great part of it. The great Favre or Rodgers or whoever you want to compare it to, David Whitehurst, whatever, of the throw to Tucker Kraft. I mean, it goes through the defender's hands. If he closes his hands a split second sooner, it's an interception or a broken up pass or whatever it is. Instead, it's a touchdown. What I'm saying is, you know, when we're making the comparison to Favre, the comparison is you have to eliminate some, not all, because you can't eliminate all, but some of the overly risky plays that Brett used to make. And when the game was on the line, and that's why I've said this 1,000 times, the interception he throws in San Francisco, the reason why it was a gut punch, not just because it ended your season, but it was because after watching him for the previous 10 games, you thought he was past those type of mistakes. Late, over the middle, across his body, into triple coverage. He's better than that. So for him to do that, that's why it was so stunning. If you can eliminate some but not all of those, we're fine. But my point is that just because we're comparing him to Favre doesn't mean that that's a negative thing. It means that there are some aspects to his game that you would like him to reduce, not eliminate, but reduce. Is that fair to expect of a quarterback they are trying to develop into the next Hall of Famer in their lineage?
It's fair, but I just, the idea that you're using Brett Favre's playing career as a big negative makes no sense to me.
I'm using the part of his career in which he threw 336 interceptions.
Yeah.
More than anyone to have ever played the game.
And he also threw more touchdowns than anyone except when Tom Brady passed him.
Maybe I don't Peyton know if he's second too. Anymore. But
well, he was at one time, threw a slant route to Greg Jennings, and he was the all-time.
He did, carried him off the field in the fireman's carry. Whatever number Brett Favre
if is, if Jordan Love's career goes as Brett Favre's did, are you going to be sitting here saying?
Of course not. It means he's won a Super Bowl. It means he's gone to a second Super Bowl. It means
picks?
He's in the Hall of Fame. Right, and think back. Here's my issue. Think back to the window that, by the way, was your career.
Part of
Brett
it, yeah.
Favre won his Super Bowl in 96. Mm-hmm. You were on teams with him for the 4th and 26 interception, for the Giants interception, for that disappointment. You mm-hmm. were also smiling when he did the same thing against the Saints for your arch-rival Vikings. Those plays count to his career, too. And you'd have gone to a Super Bowl and actually played in it instead of being injured for Super Bowl 45.
That's a low blow by you.
It's not a low blow. It's not a blow to you. It's a blow to him.
So,
you had opportunities to get to a Super Bowl and play in it, and you didn't because, in part, your guy threw critical picks in critical
yes,
moments.
Yes, but we don't. This is where you could get into this chicken and egg argument. We're not there without what he does. Like, it is what it is. I agree. There's decisions that were made that obviously sucked, and they were gut punches. Yes. We are not anywhere close to those positions if we don't have him.
I understand.
I'm not
but
sure
you're
you
still did. Is that the criticism of Aaron Rodgers and the back half of his Packers career?
What?
Does everyone say, well, we're not even close without him? The crescendo of complaints about his postseason record, which were not dotted with lots of interceptions, but just underwhelming play in some critical games. I don't hear anyone saying, well, we wouldn't have been there without him. I don't hear that.
The bottom line is you have monster expectations here, and the fact that Aaron Rodgers was here before Jordan Love, this is the first instance of, that's not what Aaron did. And for quarterbacks, young quarterbacks throw picks. Peyton Manning threw 28 his first season. He didn't set the Brett Favre all-time record. So it's not he is not a finished product. The thing I said yesterday
is that's the point of the Sunday story.
You need to continue to work and figure that out because, yes, you don't want him throwing picks in playoff games, and you don't want him throwing 20 picks a season, which is he's more than on pace to do. But it's a process, and not everything is just going to be perfect all the way. You see enough great stuff that you're excited about it, but you also don't want to just start acknowledging because there was with Brett, it was, oh, that's Brett being Brett.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we want to be muttering, well, that's Jordan being Jordan.
That's exactly what once again, you put it way better than I spent all that time, and you put it better. That's exactly what you don't want. Well, I will
get
say this.
Get the look you want for your home, though, with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You got to test stuff. You got to throw into tight windows. See if it gets picked. You got to test materials. You got to open and close doors and latches and shades. You got to do it tens of thousands of times to ensure that they last for years to come. And I have to be honest. I heard Gina sent us a text.
Yeah.
You know, every time we get a text from Gina, it's, oh, all right, something big is brewing. And I thought it was just, you know, it was zero interest for 36 months. Nope. Through November 8th, it is zero interest and zero down. And can you believe that Gina's 60?
I don't believe
Gina's
60.
I don't either.
Are you sure? She's lying.
I honestly was wondering if she legit, 60th birthday coming up, so she decided to go 60 months of zero down and zero interest. But she looks so good right now. I don't think that she's 60. But the deal is the deal. Zero interest, November 8th, zero down, minimum purchase, $3,500. It does end November 8th. Get started today at PellaWI.com.
We will get to your positives and negatives. We will do ours quickly, and then we will get to yours. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Concisely, which has never been my strong suit, sums it all up. You don't want to be saying, well, it's just Jordan being Jordan. Like we used to say, that's just Brett being Brett. It's perfect. You're exactly right. Tausch, what was your big positive?
Jeff Hafley in the defense and the pass rush, the fact that you just smothered and didn't let anything get moving through the passing game at all. And I know, you know, their stud was out, but they couldn't block us at all. And the simulated pressures and the, you know, showing one thing. It was the bizarro world Joe Barry game to me. It was, I don't have a clue what they're doing. There was too many times last year it was just, yep, here it is. Up this. You don't need to show what you're going to do on everything. Do some different things and make your life easier. He did that yesterday, and I thought he was it was just a magnificent performance. It was, I'm sure, what teams feel like when Brian Flores is running your defense. Like, man, they got after him. Mm-hmm. They really got after him. And you can argue, well, they gave up a lot rushing. You knew when this decision was made that you're going for big plays. And when you shoot gaps and you're putting a lot of pressure, and if you get by the initial wave, there's going to be some long runs. Now we have safeties that are willing tacklers. That will smack people. And I love the entire approach of how this defense played yesterday. And that from a group that didn't even create a turnover. How often it's 9.8% because someone tweeted at us.
No, I have an even better.
Losing three, the turnover margin by 3-0, you have a 9.8% chance to win the game.
No, less. You ready for this?
Sure.
Don't get irritated. I have a number from the league, from Tom Fanning.
I had a number from Joe, whoever tweeted me. He gave it to me yesterday.
I'm sorry, you're right. You should go with the
you can go with league propaganda, or you can go with what Joe tweeted me. All right, what does Tom Fanning have to say?
Since 2000, and yesterday, they became the 90th team since 2000 to win a game in which they trailed in the turnover differential by three or more. Teams that lose the turnover battle by three or more are overall 90, 1,161, and 3. That is a winning percentage of 7.3%.
So it's even better.
Less.
Yeah, and for everybody that is, and yesterday I was pleasantly surprised. It was much more positive on a game we played worse against a better team and won by a smaller margin. Yesterday was much more positive. And from my end, that's what being a good team is, when you can play not great football and still find a way Are you now like literally finishing my sentences? Like,
I wanted to try.
I'm going to Mad Lib here. I'm just going to stop. When I pause, I want you to jump in. It's a great thing for that locker room when you are in there. And now, if you don't think they had the vibe of we're winning every game before, you win games like that, that locker room is, dang, we played like junk. I bet Jordan Love is like, man, we stunk yesterday on offense. It was an inconsistent mess. They made a couple of big plays. But I didn't think Matt LaFleur ever got into a flow or a rhythm of calling the game. It was choppy. Nope. It wasn't his best. They executed poorly. It was just a blech game. And you win against supposedly one of the best teams in the AFC? That's a great thing. And that's why I just and that's the vibe I felt for most of our callers last night.
Two positives for me. One, since you took the low-hanging fruit of Jeff Hafley, I'll take the other piece of low-hanging fruit. Brian Gutekunst. I don't know if Braden Narveson makes a 45-yard walk-off game-winning field goal or not.
Jesse, is hell freezing over? I think it's warm out. Is hell freezing over?
That's not finishing my sentence.
Jason Wilde is going to throw Goody a compliment. What the...
Don't do that. This played out exactly the way Brian Gutekunst knew he had to act and did, and the dude delivers 5 days later. He Mason Crosby'd it. He made the kick. It didn't count because of a timeout, and then he went and did it again. And then he did a Lambeau leap, which was not very good, but his kick was fantastic. So the wisdom of finally saying, all right, this guy's got he's got some baggage, but if we're the team we think we are, we need a guy that we can count on, and this guy from 50 on in, we can count on. He's like Money Matt Davenport. So that's one. Two, and by the way, shout out to Daniel Whelan, who did a fantastic job on the snap.
He's a stud.
Getting it down.
He's got to be the all-pro punter right now. His average has got to be ridiculous.
Yeah, he had that one-off game, and a little bit like Jordan Love throwing that pick in San Francisco, you're like, what the heck? That doesn't happen. But he has been fantastic in his punting duties
as
well.
He's got guys like reaching over their head, almost another forced turnover yesterday with a guy that luckily didn't touch it from his end, but he's just hitting bombs.
Yeah, my other one is my guy Eric Wilson. They lose... Quay Walker to a concussion, or maybe he's a good story today. Oh. But be that as it may, steps in, two sacks, big defensive play, makes a play on special teams. Still, those are the kinds of guys you played with, plenty of them, and those are the kinds of guys that Ted didn't usually have on his roster. The veteran kind of journeyman who can step in and knows how to play and is a total pro. This guy is that, and he was really very helpful to them yesterday. So those are my positives. What are your negatives?
I'm kind of the special teams outside of Daniel Whelan. Like, Nixon, come catch the punt, dude. Like, the broadcast is getting after Ballantyne or Valentine. I don't remember which one, who it
was. Ballantyne.
Go up there and catch the punt.
He lost the ball in the sky, he said.
Yeah, well, go catch it or get people away from it.
Peter.
This whole punt return, Wisconsin has not been good at it. We've struggled. Green Bay has struggled. It just feels like we're penalty prone. It's a sloppy operation. And for as much as everybody loves Rich Bisaccia, special teams haven't gotten any better. We're paying him
He just got done talking about how great the punter was, and the guy kicked a walk-off game-winning field goal.
Yeah, I just disagree. I think I'm getting a little Bisaccia'd out, if
sure.
I'm being honest.
Okay.
I
don't think thing
this,
is wrong.
I don't
You're
feel
right
like this
punts.
Group has gotten any better. And yes, Daniel Whelan, when you went decided to go youth movement, he's been a home run.
Mm-hmm.
But Rich had brought in Carlson. That didn't work. And this and it, so... Maybe it's right now, and maybe this thing's going to flip, and we're going to be dominant, but we're still way too – it's an adventure every time there's a punt.
Mm. Yeah, Jaden Reed retreating into the end zone was a new one, too. I don't
pretty
know
nice
how many
catch
times
on it, but, yeah, I don't know what the hell he was doing. And that's my point. So for Rich Bisaccia, you just said three things. You can't have one of those things in a game. And you had three, and you had a penalty. It just was sloppy. And it's been sloppy, and I don't think I haven't seen any improvement. And it, you could sit there and he made a game-winning kick. You had a snap that almost ricocheted off the ground. Luckily, Daniel Veland's got soft, supple hands, was able to put it down. And the kid made a kick. But, like, there's just too much stuff. And you want to get out in front of stuff. We're not.
844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Your positives, your negatives, and we want your take on this Favre comp business. Are you bothered by it? Do you agree with it? Where do you stand on that? Because that seems to be a very hot-button issue.
If I'm Favre, I'm not happy about it. You guys poo-poo it like he's... Like he's, I don't even want to get it.
You don't think that Brett Favre thinks he threw some critical interceptions?
Of course he did, but when you're putting it in the perspective of we don't want any of that, I don't think
you
he'd
put
appreciate
it perfectly.
That.
You put it perfectly. We put a bow on it from
Coors
your perspective.
Light brewed with a three-step cold process.
You start the reads while I'm still talking.
I'm trying to keep us on the clock, brother.
I'm sure you are.
Coors Light brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filter, and it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing. It is crisp. It's only 102 calories. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company. I go then, Colorado.
All right, we've got a bunch of calls lined up, but we still have plenty of phone lines open as well. 844-770-3776. Ron in Rome, you're going to be first coming out of the gates, followed by Ricardo in Canada, who's in the on deck circle. Bunch more calls as well. We will get to you starting next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at titosvodka.com.
Take me to your best friend's house. Well, let's get to your calls, 844-770-3776.
Jason, do you think if it wasn't Aaron Rodgers that Jordan Love was replacing, we'd even be having these discussions? Like, young quarterbacks make mistakes, Is it because old boy is the greatest to ever do it when it comes to not throwing picks that were...
I do think that's a factor, yes.
Okay.
I do think that's a factor. Now, do I think it's the only reason? Like, again, if you look at the way the game has evolved, wouldn't you agree that when Brett Favre was playing, everyone was throwing more interceptions?
Well, because you're also getting mauled.
Right.
Yeah.
But if we look at... Like, Patrick Mahomes and Jordan Love and Gardner Minshew are all tied at the top with 8 interceptions.
Minshew?
Brock Purdy, Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers, Will Levis with 7.
My Brock San Fran takes are looking better and better as the year keeps going.
Well, it's not helping that he's playing without...
Oh, poor just about, Brock.
Well, what may... Your argument... And I'm not going to argue with you on this. I'm going to just start talking about Associated Bank in the middle of a sentence. Lamar Jackson has thrown 2 picks. Joe Burrow has thrown 2 picks.
Throw one yesterday. Josh Allen, I think, has only thrown 1 pick all year. Mm. Maybe he might even be at 0.
Josh Allen has thrown 0 interceptions.
Wow.
A guy that some compared
Farvey.
So, to Brett Favre.
For all of everybody that is panicking about that piece of this with Jordan, take a look. Like, those things can't change. What can't change is being able to throw that rope over the middle of the field and just outside the fingertips of old boy into Tucker Kraft's. Mm-hmm. Like, if you haven't watched that Dan Orlovsky breakdown of that, and I know you don't like Dan, but he broke it down as far as recognizing the coverage, getting Tucker to adjust his route, and then to throw that dot and looking over to get that safety to take 1 half step so that ball could go through his hands. It's still very dicey throw, but what a thing of beauty when it happens the way it did.
All right, let's get to your calls, 844-770-3776. Let's start with Ron in Rome. Ron, thanks for holding on. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, hi. You know, I remember several years ago reading an article that said that Elway, Aikman, and Manning had a lot of interceptions their first year. And so while I was on hold, I looked it up. You know how many interceptions Peyton Manning had his rookie year?
28.
And Aikman had 18. Jordan Love had zero. But he wasn't very good last year until LaFleur told him to let it rip.
Yep.
So I think he's just trying to come to an equilibrium. Where's the proper thing between forcing it into people like Kraft and throwing bombs, which I actually think is more reminiscent of Rodgers in the playoffs when he'd throw these long bombs when he could have thrown to the open receiver. So I'm not panicking. Now, if he keeps doing it next year, you know, then I'm going to be annoyed. But I don't want to be like the Bears fans who and the media down there that gets on their quarterbacks for interceptions, and then he gets into their head, then they hesitate too much, and then they're not effective.
Yeah. Look, Ron, you're preaching to the choir. Like, I don't think we view it as big of a negative as maybe it is starting to sound to some, and maybe I'm part of the problem. I get that. But the bottom line is that I don't think Jordan Love's going to lose confidence because of what he's done already.
And we're 5-2.
Yeah, look, the weird thing about the way his season went last year was that he was throwing he threw 11 interceptions in the regular season last year. He threw 10 of them in the first 9 games, and then he threw 1 in the final 8 games when he was letting it rip. So I don't know exactly why, but I would argue that he took what the defense gave him. He saw opportunities for plays that were not super high risk and made those. I mean, he had a great second half. And so the other reason besides following Aaron Rodgers, Tausch, I would argue that his 8 picks have been so whoa-ish is because he didn't do it in the second half of last season.
Yeah.
It feels out of character for him, too.
No doubt about it, but I do think that the 15 or 16 years of someone that was so good at protecting the football, you have that banked into your mind. And now when there's picks, it's like, what? Okay, bad at ball, all right. But averaging 2 a game is not going to be where we want to be. It's not. And we can sit here and say all the other stuff. I'm not worried at all. I am not. I want him to continue to learn, grow, and there's going to be some bumps. There's going to be some growing pains. There's going to be the facts of life. You take the good, you take the bad. But I love the fact that he has this talent, and he's trying to figure all of it out. Mm-hmm. It is not a finished product. Just like we weren't a finished product this season, you're going to continue this defense has had some roller coaster, and I'm hoping this is on the ascent. We'll see. That's the beauty of this. We shall see. There's still going to be more bumps in this road, but you're on the road. You're chugging. Where did we get last year? We were on I-65 already. Like, we're chugging. Now it's just how we're going to get there, and if we have to stop at a Quick Trip to go pee and do all that's great, but we're on the road.
I just want to clarify. I know that the noise in the background was distracting to you, but you do understand that what you just said was exactly the conversation that Jordan and I had, right? Like, that was exactly what we played on Friday.
Yeah. What?
So, yeah. So my
it
point.
Is.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Okay.
Because
I don't remember hearing the Facts of Life theme song and the lyrics
no,
in that.
Take them both, and there you have. Look.
Somehow on the show last night, I was thinking that was Three's Company. I said, you take the good, you take the bad, kind of like John Ritter and Suzanne Summers in Three's Company. And
wait, you're doing material? You're recycling things on our show?
Yeah, it's good.
I thought this should be good. This is your priority.
Well, I've just been watching you doing
you
all your
play. Mike, save all my stuff for other shows.
You do well. It's because I never ask you any questions. But
that's fair.
Everybody
knows your name.
Good one. Good one.
On Three's Company.
I just think that this, and I had a great line that I hope Jesse grabs. The end of my hit with Homer last night was,
Let me tell you how good I was.
This thing is a rocket ship. Like, I firmly believe this is I love where this team is trending. I do. There's going to be mistakes, guys. Stuff happens. And when you can do all that and beat a team that was 5-1, that's really good.
It's like, great.
Really good.
You'll get no argument here. All right, let's get one more call before the break. Then we'll get to plenty more, not only to finish the 9 o'clock hour, but into the 10 and hopefully into the 11 as well. I love it that we have so many calls after a game they won, because it feels like the phone lines only light up when things go poorly, and things did not. Plenty of things did not go great yesterday, but they still found a way to win. Let's go to Ricardo in Canada. Ricardo, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, boys.
Doesn't he just bring a smile, Ricardo? You just bring a smile to my face when you start talking.
Yeah, so much so that he had to interrupt you to tell you what a smile.
Do you not want me to tell you great things when I feel joy? I want to make sure Ricardo knows he's bringing joy.
And that's why I keep calling, because you guys are gold platinum stars, all right? That's what I'm talking about. Listen, this game is amazing. Was back and forth was amazing. The positive of this team is the grit and the fact that everyone can see it. We are never out of a game. We can be down by 5. We can be down by 20. Heck, we can be down by 25. This team will fight. And every time they touch the ball, I think they're going to score, because Jordan Love has a talent on him like crazy. The only negative I have was the special teams. They need to fair kick the punts. I know nobody likes this. Just fair kick it. We have the offense. I don't even care anymore. Just fair catch the punts. Enough is enough. Like, it's not that hard of an operation to figure it out. And you guys were asking about the comparison about Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. Everyone needs to realize that Aaron Rodgers, if that was Aaron Rodgers yesterday, okay, we remember the Aaron Rodgers, the 4 MVPs, and but we also remember the Aaron Rodgers that if he threw 2 picks, he'd go into a shell and focus on Davante Adams, throwing into triple coverage, and ignore the rest of the team. He would have gone to a shell and not made these last minute. Like, Jordan Love threw 2 interceptions, went 3 and outs, and guess what he did with the 1:06 left? He's like, I got this. For the first time, he said, I got this. And he drove the team down play by play by play. That's MVP right there, baby, all right? We all remember Rodgers, but he had negatives too. He had warts as well. Let's not make him seem like he was all-star sprangled amazing, all right? Come on, boys. No pussy tanter and it doesn't matter. Let's go. We're winning this. Let's do this.
Yes.
Ricardo, I am curious.
I love Ricardo now.
What did you mean by Rodgers with go into a shell? I don't remember him. I don't remember him going into shells when he threw interceptions.
What about against San Francisco last in the snowy game against San Francisco? The offense was stalling. He didn't throw a pick, but it was almost stalling consistently. He couldn't get anything going. And he focused. There were screenshots and video replays. There was plays where literally Davante Adams had 3 guys on him, play after play. And you had Lazard open. You had DeGuara open. You had all these other guys wide and right open. You had checkdowns available for 20 yards at a time. Aaron Rodgers for 10 yards at a time. But what would he do? Old reliable 17. He kept doing that. He kept going to that shell every single time. Look against Tampa Bay. Same thing. He had open players. But no, I got to go to 17 because 17 is going to make – going to always come up and play. And the majority of the time he did. But when it came down to that crucial part, he wouldn't throw to the open man. He threw to the guy he trusted the most. And I can't blame him, but at the same time, Jordan Love ain't throwing to the guy he trusts the most. He's throwing to the guy who the
player. Yes, Ricardo. He did yesterday.
He threw to Romeo Doubs on that drive multiple times, and he trusts him, that's for sure. Ricardo, thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate you. We'll get to more of your calls coming up, 844-770-3776, 844-770-37.
I do want to say this. Thank you to D'Amico Ryans, because you made Jordan's and the offense's job so much easier keeping a timeout by not running the football. It's 3rd and 15. They throw an out route?
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
Even if they catch that, what are you gaining?
He's going out of bounds, and it's stopping the clock.
Because for Jordan, it's always that getting that first down is such a key piece to this. And the fact that you have a timeout just gives you a little more peace of mind as a play caller and as a quarterback, saying we can do something big over the middle. Now, he got fortunate that tipped up ball didn't get picked and this thing was deuces, because I promise you this, if that happens today, there's not all this linear growth. I would have still been in my same camp. I'm okay. It would have been different.
But they lost, and he threw a 3rd interception.
Trust
with the game
me
on the line.
I still – now –
who does that sound like?
I'm still skittish and thinking we need to get this thing. It's okay. I'm not mad by any stretch, but it does need to improve. If that ball, them not running the football and giving Green Bay a full timeout to have with their disposal, I think mattered a ton at the end of that game. So thank you, D'Amico.
We're talking about Jordan Love's picks. Howard Tausch's prize picks.
Yeah, I was good. I felt really good about the less on the combo platter, Jesse, that we went with of Love and Stroud.
Yep.
I didn't think Stroud would be this inept stat-wise. It was bad.
Credit the Packers' defense, huh?
Yeah, and I thought Jacobs would have a little bit more, and if they would have fed him a little bit more, I think he eats a little bit more. So old T didn't have a great day on prize picks, but I did turn my sports opinions into some opportunities. Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 10 million users. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And all you do, you pick more or less on that 2-6 player stat projection. Go with the kicker. Go with McManus. I think it was 1.5. We fell a little short on that, but we did win on the Stroud and Love. Make your picks in less than 60 seconds. Turn your sports opinions into real money all season long on Prize Picks. Sign up today. Get $50 instantly when you play a $5 lineup. Don't even need to win. You still get that $50. It's guaranteed. Download the app today. Use that code WI, and you get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, code WI to get $50 after you play that $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run
your
game.
You may think the 9 o'clock hour is over, but it's not. We'll take one more call, and then we'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour a little bit later. That's all still ahead, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Lots of calls. Let's get to one quick one, and then we'll hit the reset button and kick off the 10 o'clock hour. Let's go to... Didn't Oostberg beat you in something?
I don't remember.
I feel like every time Oostberg comes up, other than the fact they got a sparkling
you're
new
kind of a jerk today.
Trip.
No offense. You let Cruzy and Nagler get after you, and now you're kind of... Usually it's me, and I'm getting crushed on the YouTube chat that I'm being a jerk. You're kind of being a little bit of a jerk today. Jesse, do you agree?
In fairness, you do normally bring up Oostberg beat you in something.
And in fairness, Jason is 100% right, but Oostberg did gut us.
Talk to AJ in Oostberg. AJ, good morning. How you doing today?
Good morning, boys. I am doing very good. Thanks, guys. Hey, just one quick question. So when the score was 19-14, we scored a touchdown.
Oh, AJ, and I thought you were going to bring up the fourth quarter of the 1995 state championship game. I'm glad you did. Okay, continue.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that game a few times, Tausch. You actually made a half-court shot on that one.
I did, yeah, and it still wasn't enough.
Yeah, okay. All right, anyway, so we were up 14-19.
I love
right?
you, AJ.
Down 14. So here, okay, let's go. So we were down 14-19, right? We score a touchdown, makes it 20-19.
Yep.
Why did we kick an extra point and not go for two
Don't
and make
chase
it a three-point game there?
Yeah, I think it's a fair question, and I'm sure, Jason, you guys asked LaFleur that. I think at that point in the game, it's third quarter, I think, is when it happened. What you want to do, you don't want to – let's say you don't get it, right? And then they go score. You're in that position – I don't know what the you could end up falling behind by more than 8. Is that
and this
the
was also
process?
Created by the Texans going for 2 when you would say it was also premature, wouldn't you?
I unless you feel great about your 2-point plays and not great about your field goal kicker, you always take the points until I think you unless you're you know end of the third quarter, starting in the fourth. I got it, and I thought it was an interesting question at the time. And it didn't matter, but I knew that that would be open to criticism, and I think LaFleur did too.
Yeah, I just know this. Evan Williams, the subject of your Sunday story in the Wisconsin State Journal.
He's really good.
He is really good. Made the play on the 2-point conversion, and that is the difference between Brandon McManus's kick being a game winner and Brandon McManus's kick tying the game, right? If my math is correct.
I think your math is right, yeah.
That was a big play by him. I was going to let Tausch start talking, and then I would start talking over him about Fleet Farm, because that's what we're doing today with our reads. But he's not talking right now, so I will about Fleet Farm. You may have missed the truckload sale. I made sure that I made it during the weekend, but you still will get everything you need for your everyday life at Fleet Farm, and you'll get it at the best prices guaranteed. Any day, every day, from household essentials to power tools, which I don't buy much of, to pets, to bird seed and corn and everything else that I do buy, you won't find better deals. Shop the best prices guaranteed today, in-store or online at FleetFarm.com. Lots and lots of calls. If you're there, stay there on hold. We'll get to you when we kick off the 10 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.